Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 310. Sing, ye joyous children, sing. Glorious is the Christ our King. Truth has come again to earth through the lowly Savior's birth. Men and angels anthems raise, hymns of joy and shouts of praise. Hear the angelic song again, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Sing, ye joyous children, sing, glorious is the Christ our King. Hymn number 310. The scriptural will be given by Karen from California.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Acts. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life, and breath, and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom is come,
thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 82. God is working his purpose out as year succeeds to year. God is working his purpose out, and the time is drawing near. Nearer and nearer draws the time that shall surely be, when the earth shall be filled with the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea. Hymn number 82.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sundays here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you would like to hear it again, or if you missed it, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 every Sunday. And that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own teleconference number. Many of our Sunday school students don't live in the area, and they attend by telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. Just call the church. We'll give you the number. And our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives literally saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And this week is a very special week. Tuesday evening, Christmas Eve, we will be having our annual Christmas Eve candlelight service. There will be beautiful Christmas music, some Christmas readings, and even the little Sunday school class is going to be singing to us. And you don't want to miss that. They have been practicing, and they're looking forward to singing for us. The prelude for that service will begin at 6:15 p.m., and the service will start at 6:30 p.m. And as a result of that being Christmas Eve and our having our Christmas Eve service, we will not be having our regular Tuesday night watches. That's only for Christmas Eve, December 24th. The next day, Christmas Day, is Wednesday, and we will be having our regular Wednesday evening service, but it will be a little special as well. Our soloists, Faith and John, will be joining us, and they will be providing with a little music. And we're also going to have a special guest, one of our members from North Carolina, will also be joining us. And I hear that she is bringing her violin with us. And I also hear she's very good on the violin. So it will be a very special Christmas evening service. But there will be time for testimonies of healings and short testimonies appropriate for the occasion. So please join us for our Christmas Eve service and our Christmas Day service this week. And at all of our services, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do bring the whole family, they will all be welcome and well cared for. Our outreach to the world is through 18 different websites in 18 different languages. And each of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature, and some contain music. And everything that is provided free of charge and with the love of this church. You can read, download, listen to anything on any of our websites without cost. And we are very grateful to those of you who have found our website have found our church and have found the healing truth of Christian Science. I'd like to point out an article that's featured on our English language website, an article entitled Blessed Christmas by Doris White Evans. Short, but very excellent to the point as to what Christmas really means and what we as Christian Scientists can expect this time of year. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world, as well as those of you who are here present. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
It's from page 451 from Miscellaneous Writings. I was for years a great sufferer. I called doctor after doctor, getting no help. The last one, after treating me for 1 year, told me he would give me one more year to live. One evening, a near neighbor came in and asked me to go home with her. And as it was only a few steps, I did so. She took up a new book, Science and Health, and read me a few chapters, and then gave me some Christian Science tracts, which I read, and one of them I almost committed to memory. I bought a copy of Science and Health with key to the scriptures and studied it carefully. I am healed from all those claims which troubled me for so long. I was lifted out of darkness into light. From MJP Burns, Oregon.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 26 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Is the universe, including man, evolved by atomic force? The golden text is from Psalms. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. The responsive reading is from Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea,
though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Imogene from Australia will now read.
The Bible, Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. 2 Chronicles. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? And all Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And they rose early in the morning, and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Job, I would seek unto the Lord, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven. There shall no evil touch thee. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death, and in war, from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace. 1 Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Isaiah. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, the Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. When being is understood, life will be recognized as neither material nor finite, but as infinite, as God, universal good. Eternal truth is changing the universe. As mortals drop off their mental swaddling clothes, thought expands into expression. Let there be light is a perpetual demand of truth and love, changing chaos into order and discord, into the music of the spheres. God creates and governs the universe, including man. The universe is filled with spiritual ideas, which he evolves, and they are obedient to the mind that makes them. Mortal mind, we transform the spiritual into the material, and then recover man's original self in order to escape from the mortality of this era. Mortals are not like immortals, created in God's own image. But infinite spirit, being all, mortal consciousness will at last yield to the scientific fact and disappear. And the real sense of being, perfect and forever intact, will appear. Mind, supreme over all its formations and governing them all, is the central sun of its own systems of ideas, the life and light of all its own vast creation, and man is tributary to divine mind. The world would collapse without mind, without the intelligence which holds the winds in its grasp. Neither philosophy nor skepticism can hinder the march of the science which reveals the supremacy of mind. The compounded minerals or aggregated substances composing the earth, the relations which constituent masses hold to each other, the magnitudes, distances, and revolutions of the celestial bodies are of no real importance when we remember that they all must give place to the spiritual fact by the translation of man and the universe back into spirit. In proportion as this is done, man and the universe will be found harmonious and eternal. Material substances or mundane formations, astronomical calculations, and all the paraphernalia of speculative theories based on the hypothesis of material law or life and intelligence resident in matter will ultimately vanish, swallowed up in the infinite calculus of spirit. The material so-called gases and forces are counterfeits of the spiritual forces of divine mind, whose potency is truth, whose attraction is love, whose adhesion and cohesion are life perpetuating the eternal fact of being. There is no vapid fury of mortal mind expressed in earthquake, wind, wave, lightning, fire, bestial ferocity, and this so-called mind is self-destroyed. The manifestations of evil, which counterfeit divine justice, are all called in the scriptures, the anger of the Lord. In reality, they show the self-destruction of error or matter and point to matter's opposite, the strength and permanency of spirit. Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God good, and the nothingness of evil. We lose the high signification of omnipotence when, after admitting that God, or good, is omnipresent and has all power, we still believe there is another power named evil. This belief that there is more than one mind is as pernicious to divine theology as our ancient mythology and pagan idolatry. with one Father, even God. The whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind, and that God, or good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth, and have unity of principle and spiritual power, which constitute divine science. Having one God, one mind, unfolds the power that heals the sick and fulfills these sayings of Scripture, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and I have found a ransom. When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one spirit, God, one intelligent source, in accordance with the scriptural command, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The realization that all in harmony is unreal brings objects and thoughts into human view in their true light and presents them as beautiful and immortal. Harmony in man is as real and immortal as in music. Discord is unreal and mortal. The history of our country, like all history, illustrates the might of mind and shows human power to be proportionate to its embodiment of right thinking. A few immortal sentences breathing the omnipotence of divine justice have been potent to break despotic fetters and abolish the whipping post and slave market. But oppression neither went down in blood, nor did the breath of freedom come from the cannon's mouth. Love is the liberator. This new crusade sounded the keynote of universal freedom, asking a fuller acknowledgement of the rights of man as a son of God, demanding that the fetters of sin, sickness, and death be stricken from the human mind, and that its freedom be won, not through human warfare, not with bayonet and blood, but through Christ. Divine science. God has built a higher platform of human rights, and he has built it on divine claims. These claims are not made through code or creed, but in demonstration of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This kingdom of God is within you, is within reach of man's consciousness here, and the spiritual idea reveals it. In divine science, man possesses this recognition of harmony consciously in proportion to his understanding of God. Euphrates River. Divine science encompassing the universe and man. The true idea of God, a type of the glory which is to come. Metaphysics taking the place of physics, the reign of righteousness. The universe reflects God. There is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. Divine science, the word of God, said to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 153. In thee, my God and Savior, forevermore the same, my spirit hath rejoicing, for holy is thy name. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Sing all in glad accord. Praise him who lifts the lowly, for faithful is his word. I magnify and bless thee, for faithful is thy word. Hymn number 153.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 417. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Hymn number 417.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.